Mademoiselle Lafarge lets us know that the carriage has arrived. We introduce Nan to her and hold our breath, waiting for her response. Will she see through the illusion? How do you do, Miss Washbrat?
Very well, thank you,
Anne answers in a faltering voice. I hold her hand tightly, for I fear that any lack of confidence might weaken the illusion she's created. She must believe it wholeheartedly.
It's odd, but I can't help feeling we've met before. There is something so familiar about you, though I cannot put my finger on it,
Mademoiselle Lafarge says. I squeeze Anne's hand, strengthening our bond. You are Nan Washbrad, Nan Washbrad, Nan Washbrad.
I am often mistaken for others. Once I was even taken for a poor mouse of a girl at a boarding school,
Anne answers, and Felicity bursts out laughing.
Forgive me, Fee says, collecting herself. I've only just gotten a joke told me last week.
Well, I am happy to make your acquaintance, Miss Washbrad, Lafarge says. Shall we? The carriage awaits.
I let out the breath I've been holding. That was a bit thick at the end, wasn't it? I whisper, as the coachman opens the carriage door. Anne grins. But she believed it. She didn't sense anything amiss. Our plan is working, Gemma. That it is, I say, patting her arm. And it's only the beginning. But let's keep our heads about us.
My, what a beautiful necklace, Mademoiselle Lafarge remarks. Such exquisite pearls.
Thank you, Anne says. They were given to me by someone who did not properly appreciate their worth.
What a pity, our teacher clucks.